Mike Mercer joined the Alaska Army National Guard in the summer of 2001.
That's where I met Murphy.
Mercer and Specialist Joseph Murphy both lived in Juneau.
Murphy taught me how to march. Murphy taught me all the really basic stuff, how to shine my boots, how to stand at the position of attention, the position of parade rest.
One weekend each month, they saw each other for training. Then in 2005, Mercer and Murphy and many others in the Alaska National Guard were sent to war for 1 year.
When we went to Iraq, we all got different little nicknames and stuff like that, and Murphy got Eskimo Joe.
Murphy's wife of many years could not be reached for comment. According to a paid obituary in the Juneau Empire, Murphy was born in Anchorage but grew up in Emonic. Mercer and Murphy were both gunners, each conducting patrols from a gun turret of a Humvee.
Murph just worked harder than everybody else, it seemed like, just because he was always giving as much as he could give. He definitely took care of the guy to his left and to his right. If somebody needed more water, somebody needed somebody to talk to, somebody needed some help with anything, just Murph was really supportive of people.
Ed Irizarry says Murphy put his life in jeopardy looking out for others. Murphy was part of the squad Irizarry led in Iraq. During patrols,
we encountered other vehicles that were blocking roads that were suspicious. Could be a car bomb.
Irizarry recalls times when
I was going to walk up to it and Murphy, you know, no, I'll go do a charge. And he takes off running and he comes back and he says, all clear, you know. So what do you tell a man that is just went out there and could, you know, give his life for you? What do you tell that guy? I think he doesn't seem to be enough.
Irizarry says he was deeply sad when he heard Murphy died.
Joe was living with a lot of demons, as the rest of us are.
Irizarry mentions a specific car bombing in Iraq, but doesn't give details.
He had to witness something a human should never have to see. And I think that damaged him. You know, it takes a 40-year-old man who has never seen anything like that in his life. And he's got such a big heart, family-oriented, do anything for anyone, happy-go-lucky. And then he sees that hell. That changes a man.
Irizarry lives in Ketchikan and retired from the military after 22 years, including time in 4 combat zones. He says Murphy experienced post-traumatic stress disorder and sought help. According to the National Center for PTSD, more than 40% of National Guard members who served in Iraq or Afghanistan have symptoms of PTSD. Murphy's obituary says he also battled depression and struggled with substance abuse. But Irizarry wants Murphy to be remembered as the funny, kind man he was.
You could crack a joke on him or tease him about something, and he would laugh so hard at himself and just never got upset. He just kind of shake his head. Okay, you got me. So he was just, you know, like a young kid, and you couldn't help but fall in love with him.
Mike Mercer also experienced symptoms of PTSD, although he's never been clinically diagnosed. Before Iraq, Mercer says he was a people person. When he returned to Juneau in 2006, he was apprehensive of large groups. He had bad dreams. He couldn't watch July 4th fireworks and had trouble driving close to other cars.
All of us have had problems here and there, you know. Some stuff fades, some stuff doesn't.
Mercer says the last time he saw Murphy was about 5 years ago at Fred Meyer.
It doesn't matter how long we go without seeing each other. Could have been another 10 years before I saw Murph. We'd still embrace each other as if we'd just seen each other yesterday, you know?
Mercer says when you serve in war together, you're brothers.
It's just a bond that just, you can't break that. Time ain't gonna break it. I guess even the death of one of your brothers can't break that either. Murph will always be my brother.
Murphy was in the emergency room of Bartlett Regional Hospital the night of August 13th. Juneau police transferred him to Lemon Creek Correctional Center on a 12-hour protective hold. A police spokesman says alcohol was a factor. Murphy died in a holding cell the next morning of an apparent heart attack. The obituary says Murphy will be buried in Emonic. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.